Welcome back to the Roundtable. This listener essay is by Judith Barnes.
When did my commitment to communication begin? Maybe it started when I was 10 years old and it saved my life. Of course, I didn't recognize it at the time, but it was the only tool my father had to help us get through a terrible nightmare when Mom literally went crazy after having had a cancer scare and then both a hysterectomy and a thyroidectomy within only months. With no governor on her emotions, life turned into a never-ending round of fights and yelling, even screaming. It was terrible for all of us, me, my younger sister, who was only 8 at the time, and my father. But he tried his best with what he had. And what he had was his ability to talk to the three of us, and I'm sure to himself at times. This was the 1950s, and good therapists were hard to find, as were good therapies. And since the screaming storms were physiological rather than psychological, that made it all the harder. And we weren't rich, far from it. My father was in production control on an assembly line, and my mother didn't work outside the home. So we had very little money and no real sophistication to understand all the variables causing such terrible turmoil. But my father never stopped trying. He talked with Mom, he talked with my sister, and he talked with me. I was the one who fought back. My sister just ran. More than 18 months later, when Mom was given medicine to help control her physiology and her volatility, she calmed down and life became far more bearable and actually happy again. Over a decade later, when applying to graduate school at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute for a master's degree in technical communication, which was more a vocational choice than a psychological choice, I learned a surprising lesson. The phrase technical communication sounds quite cold and quite obviously technical. Yet as part of the degree work, I learned to translate things from being very scientific or technical to being understandable to a wide range of audiences, some having little or no familiarity with the complicated processes. That translation skill has been one of the most valuable things in my career and in my personal life, because it has helped me think, speak, and write with greater clarity, and that skill has also been invaluable to me in helping my family, friends, and clients be clearer both with themselves and to others. So I learned what my father seemed to always know. You're not going anywhere if you can't get people to go with you. Then I went on to get a PhD, also from Rensselaer, and this was in communication, with all the interpersonal and organizational tools and teachings one might need. And over the decades, my ability to communicate has not only been invaluable, it has once again saved me. At the start of my career, back in the early 1970s, some men weren't happy to see me working in their fields. My ability to get over those feelings and to create friends out of sometimes suspicious enemies was due to my ability to communicate. And as a consultant, which I have happily been for over 40 years, I like to say you start from stupid every time you get a new client. You must learn about each new business, but you don't need to know everything, only the most important things. Again, communication has been invaluable. But its greatest value is in establishing rapport, understanding, and kindness. Another story about my father illustrates these wonderful benefits. When I worked on an assembly line back in the 1960s to earn money for school, race riots were tearing the country apart. One night on the line, Nate, the African-American janitor, came up to me and in a soft voice asked me if I was Bob Barnes' daughter. I said I was. What he said next has stayed with me to this day. He said, "Your father is a great man. He treats me like I'm the president of the company." That approach is mine also, and the good it accomplishes is one reason I have such a commitment to communication. It bridges great divides and heals as well as helps. I like to think of communication as being like birdsong, functional when done functionally, but also beautiful when done beautifully. And that beauty and function has the power to create harmony. And don't we need more of that today?
Judith Barnes is an educator, entrepreneur, speaker, and writer who lives in the Capital Region and has had a national consulting practice in communication for over 4 decades. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Communication is the only way. Start saying what you mean to say. All your troubles gonna run away. Start saying what you mean today. Communication is the only way. Start saying what you mean to say. All your troubles gonna run away.